Talk. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome on our community contact interview program, Lieutenant Shane Nolte with the Fairhope Police Department. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Lori.
Thank you for being here for the chief this morning to go over the monthly statistics, the call stats. But first, we have you here generally the morning after Coffee with the Cop, which is an informal gathering the second Tuesday of each month at 9 a.m. at the Nick Center. How did that go, and what did folks talk about?
It went really well. They had a few questions, obviously, stuff that was on our social media pages, such as Facebook, like the robbery that happened at CEFCO. You know, they wanted an update. Did we know who it was, or had we called them? And just as a quick update, we do know who it is, and we do have warrants on them. At this point, we're just waiting to pick him up. We know where he is. He's been in the hospital for a little bit, so obviously it's hard to get him there. But as soon as he's released, he'll be back into our custody.
So the gas station, that's the one across from the high school?
Yes, ma'am.
Was it an armed robbery?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So that's good. And you have another picture on Facebook that you're looking for a suspect or a person of interest.
Yes, ma'am. The other one is a guy who had a lost or stolen credit card and run up roughly $1,000 worth of charges on it. So we're trying to figure out who he is. And obviously, I mean, you can look at it and tell about where the guy is when we got the pictures. So
okay.
We are still looking for help on that.
And it is posted on the Fairhope Police Department Facebook page.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, very good. Another hot topic seems to be always traffic and speeding at Coffee with the Cop. Any talk about that or scams?
We did have a lot of questions about the traffic. Obviously, downtown right now has several places where you can't get through. Fairhope Avenue, Church Street, places like that. They had the normal questions of how much longer, when will it be open, or when will they be moving from there. And a lot of those, you know, we kind of work with the city on, and the city stays in touch with us as they talk to the contractors. Hopefully in the next few months, you know, all of this will be done, and maybe they'll move on to some other places. But obviously it is work that needs to be done, so, you know, we'll be glad when it is done and the roads are back open.
Yeah, it's causing backups on Morphy, especially when Fairhope Avenue is not accessible from Greeno to Ingleside, and then Nichols has been closed some too. Two of the arteries, main arteries, it's been
challenging.
They
are, and like I told them the other day, you know, right now the best ways into town, obviously most people think Gayfer or even Morphy, like you said, and there's a lot of traffic on it you see when you're there. But you can still come in on, you know, the north end of Section Street off of 98, or I'd even go as far as 44 South and come in, you know, a different way to get around some of that. Because like you said, they are doing a little bit of work on Nichols too, so it makes it hard on that road.
Yes. You published the April statistics yesterday. I've shared them on our Facebook page. And for those that might have trouble reading the small print, if you click on it and then click on the magnifying glass with the plus sign in it, it makes it larger. Tell us what the call stats are and what we're about to hear.
All right, this is the April call stats, and we'll go over the reports first, and then I'll go back and give the number of arrests with it. But for the month of April, we had 15 domestic reports, 13 harassment, 3 aggravated assaults. And I did talk to the group yesterday about it because they asked about those. 2 of those were where officers were actually attacked during an arrest. I know one of them was bit. So it comes into assault on a police officer, which rolls into that category. There were 4 weapons violations, 1 vehicle that was set on fire, 2 vehicle burglaries, which is the breaking and entering the vehicles, 1 burglary of a residence with force, 2 without force, and those were non-residents, so, you know, sheds, things like that.
What about the residents with force? That's a report that was taken.
Yes, ma'am.
Has that been resolved?
That one, I'll be honest, I'm not real sure on. Most of those have been resolved, but I'm not sure about that one right now. We did have a total of 28 thefts, 3 vehicles that were taken over the month. Most of those, obviously, you know, when you say a vehicle taken, there's keys left in them, and somebody gets in them and drives off with them. So, you know, pull your keys out, please. Lock your vehicles. We had one counterfeiting report, which that has been closed with an arrest. That was a guy, it categorizes it a little different. That was a guy who had some counterfeit money that he passed in two different places in town.
Okay.
Investigators did locate him and arrest him. We had 7 fraud and ID thefts, 2 receiving stolen properties, 3 criminal mischief charges, 45 drug violations, 2 sex offenses.
What would that be? Is that like a rape or a sexual assault?
It can
assault
be a multitude of things as far as what this categorizes as sex offenses. It can be a sex offender not registering. It can be a rape. It can be, you know, just a sexual misconduct where somebody was touched inappropriate. It can be a wide array of things.
I see it. When you're going to talk about the reports now and then the arrest, there were 2 arrests for that same sexual offense.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Anything we need to be concerned about in
no,
the
ma'am.
Community?
No, ma'am. Not at all. Let's see. We had 2 financial exploitations of the elderly. I don't know off the top of my head what one of them is. One of them was where a citizen was taken advantage of by a contractor, and due to their age, it was something that we could roll into that category.
Okay.
And make a charge. But 6 public intoxications, 6 resisting arrest, 62 failure to appear in court. Those numbers usually stay high. 1 obstructing governmental operations, 8 DUIs, 1 leaving the scene of an accident, 2 disorderly conducts, 2 reckless drivings, 3 interlock violations. And for those who don't know, one of the things they did ask about that yesterday, an ignition interlock violation is where somebody's been arrested for a DUI, and there's a system that you have to have put on your car, and you have to physically blow into it to prove that you have no alcohol in your breath for the car to even start.
Right.
So that's people who did not go get that system and were caught driving without it. 3 tampering with evidence, 1 menacing, 1 reckless endangerment, and 2 giving false information to law enforcement.
So these were reports taken.
Yes, ma'am. That was the reports taken, and now we'll go into the arrest. There was 11 domestic violence arrests, 4 theft, 2 no, for...
May I interrupt you a second? Because we had 28 thefts reported, and there were 4 theft arrests.
Right.
Is that 4 people responsible for those 28 items, I guess?
Some of them it could roll into, yes, absolutely, that it's... You know, they did multiple thefts. And then there's some of them, too, that you don't have any evidence to go on because somebody may have realized it several days after the fact and you've got no video evidence or anything or a suspect to work off of at that point. So those would still be open, obviously, without suspect info.
What type of thefts are we talking about?
It's everything from, you know, items stolen out of the yard to it could be a shoplifting from one of the local stores. It's a wide array of things. We had 2 ID theft arrests that were made. One of those was, well, actually both of those went together because he was charged with 2 counts. He came into one of our local banks and presented a fake ID trying to be somebody else to withdraw money out of an account. The bank immediately picked up on something's not quite right here. They called, and we ended up picking the guy up and getting him to admit. So he got arrested. One that also covers, and I'm sure it's in the false ID or info to a police officer because he gave us the same fake name, and he ended up being charged with all of those, and we were able to obviously get information on some bigger situations here. There was 1 receiving stolen property, 2 criminal mischief arrests, 38 drug arrests.
What kind of drugs are we seeing in Fairhope?
It's a wide array. You see everything from marijuana to heroin to cocaine to meth. Meth and the marijuana are 2 of the bigger ones you see right now.
Okay.
The drug charges also encompass things such as pills if you're possessing them illegally. So there is some of that. You know, the drug paraphernalia is classified under the drug offense. The 2 sex offense arrests that you mentioned earlier, 6 public intoxications, 3 resisting arrest, 62 failure to appear in court. Weapons violations, there were 2 arrests, 2 disorderly conducts, 8 DUIs, 2 reckless driving, 2 for the ignition interlock violation, 3 tampering with evidence, 1 assault arrest, 1 reckless endangerment, and 2 for false information to law enforcement.
Give us an example of reckless endangerment.
Reckless endangerment generally involves what we see as a weapon, where somebody's got a gun, waving it around, or making a threat towards another person.
Okay.
So it kind of goes with that.
Okay.
Now, some of my favorite stuff here. We took a total of 231 reports for the month. We had 89 arrests with a total number of charges of 156. My favorite number is this one, which is the calls for service. We had 2,017 calls for service for the month of April.
But now 2,000 has been right about the average.
Yes,
now for the past, several months?
It has. It stays about the same.
Mm-hmm.
But that gives you an idea of the number of calls that we go to. There are a lot. We get a lot of animal calls. Animal control stays really busy. So,
at one time, we saw animal calls on here, or noise complaints. Mm-hmm. Are that those still an issue?
Yes, ma'am. Well, the noise complaints, not so much. We do still get a few. We get a lot of suspicious calls, such as suspicious vehicles, suspicious persons. But animal control, I'd venture to say, on average, he probably runs anywhere from 5 to 10 calls a day on the low end. So he's quite busy for one person.
Okay. Well, very informative, Lieutenant Shane Nolte. Anything else happening that you'd like us to know about?
No, ma'am. We just ask that people please be patient with the traffic situation. I know it's kind of a headache at times and slow moving, but be patient. If you do see a barricade, please don't go around it. That's one of our biggest issues. We're having to watch this morning here on Church Street because people are still coming around the barricades and parking where they're doing construction, trying to get to some of those businesses. And it is causing some safety issues. There's holes in the road, and we don't want anybody to get hurt.
Right.
So if you see a barricade, please don't go around it.
Like at Morphy and Church, the street's open, but there's barricades to the side, and
right.
It says, closed to through traffic, limited parking. So you can get in there, but then there's a point where you're not supposed to go any further, and folks are trying to get around that.
Yes, ma'am. And right now, the biggest one, the one I was just talking about that we're having such a problem at, is at St. James and Church. People are going around that one because some of it is a little bit open for the workers to get in and
uh-huh.
out. It is a service entrance for them, so people are still going around that and parking where they don't need to be.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because for a while I thought, what are they building at the K-1 Center property?
Mm-hmm.
But that's actually the staging area for the crew that's doing the Church Street infrastructure project, for their equipment and the dirt and pipes and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, ma'am. That is their area where they stage everything. And, in the afternoons they try to move their equipment, other things they don't need down there and out of the way, and even during the day. So they are coming and going out of there quite a bit.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Lieutenant Shane Nolte, joining us in place of Chief Hollinghead this morning. Ferret Police Department joining us the second Wednesday of each month following the second Tuesday Coffee with a Cop. If you missed a part of this or you'd like to tell a friend, you can listen later at WABF1480.com.